Biofuel producers say they need to get a common plant sugar called xylose to ferment to get an efficient conversion of plant material into fuels like ethanol. Researchers from the U.S. Forest Products Lab in Madison and the Department of Energy are working on the problem. They say they've now completed a genetic map of a yeast that helps xylose ferment faster. Microbiologist Thomas Jeffries says with the new information about the yeast, researchers plan to do more genetic tweaking.
Well, we've been able to increase the specific fermentation rate of this organism with one of our mutations. We've been able to increase it by about 50%. We really are aiming to get about a fourfold increase.
But Jeffries cautions there are still many steps to take before the work with the yeast might pay off at your local gas station.
Exactly how those technologies play out, we can't predict at this point. I don't know where the technology is actually going, but I think that this will provide another tool in that process.
Details of the research project will be published in the scientific journal Nature Biotechnology next month. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.